This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Client numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Are you Chinese Wuhan virused out, America? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Get a hold of us any way you want. A lot of you are reaching out during a time of quarantine. And good for you. Glad to hear from you. Will admit I was on the road over the past few days, which is why we had to run a few best of shows. We apologize for that, but we were on lockdown, a host of other things, so it is what it is. Anyway, Chinese Wuhan's all over the place. CNN, pandemic in the airports. Not that many people. 20 people on a flight that I took going about 30 people, maybe 30 to 35 on the way back. The lady commented where I was. She says, wow, you know, this has been the biggest flight we've had in a while. And that's good. I think it's a slow crawl back to normality, but we'll see how that goes. Anyway, you're about to get a dose of information that may get the leftists to back off of this so-called pandemic. A pandemic, by the way, that has killed 100,000 people, a little over that, worldwide, and 20-something thousand, 21,000, give or take, in the United States. And as you guys know from this pandemic in the United States, many of these deaths that have been credited to the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus have nothing to do with the Chinese Wuhan virus. They were people who were going to die of heart disease or liver failure or diabetes or COPD or whatever. But because they picked up the pandemic, the so-called pandemic, they said, let's just throw them all in there. Don't believe me. Hey, a few things happened that I'll tell you about that was in my travels. One of which is I got in a guy who sends me an email. He's a rating service on news services for the conservatives. And he says to me, Kevin, your site, The Black Sphere, you call yourself a news service. And when my guy asked you, you know, because they gave me a crappy rating, said we were fake news or something like that. And I said, we are not news at all. And he said, and I told him, we are a humor, sarcastic site that approaches things from a conservative and a pragmatic point of view. And so he says, well, I'd like to expound on that because you do have a section in your thing that is titled news. And I said, yeah, we have a section that's based on stories that we write based on news. And then we have stuff that is just completely not about the news. For example, if I were to tell you about my travels, it isn't based on a story. It would just be based on my adventures. I said, so we're not telling you it's news. Let me put it to you this way. When you announce to your family that you're having a baby or, you know, when your kid graduated high school, is that news? I mean, is that news that's fit for everybody or is that just something you tell other people that haven't heard it? And I go, maybe you think your baby's really pretty and that people are afraid to tell you that you've got the ugliest baby, kind of looks like your wife. You know, maybe that's news. And maybe there's a difference of opinion about that particular news. And I said, and for the record, because he said that we didn't have sources and many times we make assertions. Like I'll read an article and say, yeah, I saw this article the other day about blankety blankety blank. I didn't bother to really look at it, but here's my opinion about what I saw. And I explained to him, we're an opinion site. And what we do is, if it turns out that that piece of news that we saw is legit, congratulations. If it isn't, my opinion stands. And so I send this guy this back. Now, I'm going to see what he says. But I wanted him to be clear. Well, when you listen to this radio program, I am not trying to give you news. I will give you my opinions on the things that you've heard in the, quote, news. But for the record, and I told him, you want to talk to me about unsourced sources? I said, what do you call CNN? Is that new? We have an unconfirmed source, an unknown source, anonymous sources. I go, they're pulling this crap out of their buttocks, and you want to talk to me about my news? And I give you back a legit response. We are not news. Well, you said this, and he gave me examples. You said something Bernie Sanders said. I said, yeah, I dare you to Google it and see if it exists. I dare you. I won't be the only one talking about it. I won't be the only one talking about, hey, you know what? I don't think this so-called pandemic is a pandemic at all. I think it's made up. I think the number of people who die from this so-called pandemic is so low, it's embarrassing that we're doing this. Is that news? I don't think it's news to many of you. I think many of you believe it. I don't believe that the Chinese government is being forthcoming about the number of people who died in China. I don't believe that our so-called news is being forthcoming about the number of people whose lives have been saved from hydrochloroquine or whatever it's called. I don't believe our news is being favorable to the president and how he's handling this. I could go on. So, you know, it's just strange to me. Let me give you some things in case you decide to hit the road. So I have to, my aunt's a quadriplegic, taking her back home. If you fly directly into Montana, you are quarantined for 14 days. It's like that in certain states. Quarantined for 14 days. So what do? I got to fly into Spokane. We all fly into Spokane, rent a car, drive into Montana. I'm just telling you, could have been stuck there for many, many days. Stayed there because, you know, she's a quadriplegic. Had to get her new house situated. That's the reason why I wasn't there. I don't want you guys thinking I just take off on you. You know, because I love you, and I want to make sure you get your dose of KJ, the Kevin Jackson Show.com. So, anyway, that was one of the things that was there. There have been seven people that have died in the state of Montana, and you got people walking around with masks. They're on lockdown. Democrat governor, I don't know how that happened, in a state like Montana, with like a live free or die state. You know, guns everywhere, hunting, fishing, outdoor culture. How do you elect a Democrat? Well, let me give you the answer. Bozeman and Missoula, you put a college there, you put a bunch of lefties there, people that claim they love the land and all that, and you end up with a Democratic governor. But anyway, you'd be on quarantine. But I got back, safe and sound, in time to get back with you folks. And here's what I noticed while I was going through my travel woes and having to, you know, do all the dipsy-do in order to get around the country, living like an illegal, okay? By the way, if I was illegal, I would have said, hey, my name is Pedro Gonzalez. Then they would have said, you cannot talk to me like this, you know. Then they would go, oh, you go, Pedro, forget about it. I don't have no stinking ID, badges, I don't need no stinking badges. But I get back, liquor stores open. Liquor stores have more cars in the parking lot. Church is closed, though, right? State of leftist America hits you smack in the face if you get out there and you dare venture out. Stories about people getting arrested, ticketed, dragged off of buses. You probably saw all this stuff. This is the America that the left has given us because they want Donald Trump out of office. Short break. We'll be back, folks. Listen to Kevin.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Under the President's leadership, my team and I at the State Department are doing our part to protect the American people from the virus and, importantly, to get them home. As you know, when many countries shut down their rail lines, their buses, their infrastructure systems, their capacity to get out of those countries, they were trapped, they were stranded. The State Department swung into action. Since January 29th, we have now repatriated over 50,000 United States citizens back to their homes. From more than 90 countries, more than 490 flights back to the United States from all across the world. This worldwide scale of our repatriation efforts is without parallel in our lifetime. We are coordinating with foreign governments, militaries, airport authorities, medical units, transportation companies, hotels, you name it. We're working with them to make sure the American people get back to be with their families. You can see behind me the map of the flights that we have brought back people from all across the world. Every day I get a chance to hear some of the remarkable stories from our team. Let me give you just a couple of examples. Our mission in Peru, working with the Peruvian military and police forces to send riverboats up the river to get citizens that were stranded deep inside the Amazon forest. Our mission in Nepal, make sure that a woman who was running low on medication could get what she needed at a pharmacy before boarding an evacuation flight that brought her back here. in Honduras after the government imposed very strict 24/7 curfew and closed airports. Our embassy sprang into action for stranded Americans, thousands of them. A three-year-old boy told one of our consular officers just before he boarded the flight, "Thank you for helping me get back home to my dad." Pretty neat.
That was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo doing what the telling you what people, what they had to go through, the orchestration it took to get people back into the United States. 50,000 people, stranded Americans all over the globe. And you know what the State Department did? Brought them back. Nobody died. No Benghazis. Not on Donald Trump's watch. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I like playing clips like that to show you the difference between a feckless administration like Baby Black Jesus's and Donald Trump's. So I'm talking about the state of leftism in America. Chinese Wuhan update number 1185 or whatever you want to look at. How was your Easter during the time of the Chinese Wuhan virus? Did you have a good Easter? Because you certainly didn't go to church. If you went to church, they went and they took your license plates and they said, okay, we're going to issue tickets to all you churchgoers. Doesn't matter if you were practicing good social distancing. You couldn't go to church, but you could still go to the airport. You could still fly. You could still go to the grocery store. But don't you dare go to church, you Christians. Yeah, last year, Hillary Clinton called Christians Easter worshipers. For those of you who haven't remembered or conveniently forgot how the left views you, Easter worshipers, as if Easter is some sort of a, you know, a pagan symbol or something. Holiest day of the year. Folks, an attack on Christians and Christianity happens every single minute of every day, moment by moment, in this country, sanctioned by leftists. No, I'm not trying to preach. Not at all. This isn't. The Kevin Jackson Show is not a ministry per se, unless the ministry is about conservatism, pragmatism, truth, the search therein. Yeah, then it is. Let me tell you something, though. While there's an attack on you, the Christians, the Christian conservatives, I don't even think you need to use that. I think most conservatives are Christian conservatives. I'm not excluding my Jewish friends. You know, hey, whatever. I'm not excluding them. Love them to death. Great friends. I'm a friend of Israel. We'll be going. We're supposed to be going this year. Doubt if I can make that because of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. But let me tell you what you better be grateful for. You better be grateful for that heathen of a president you elected in 2016. Yeah, he's a heathen, just like you and me. Donald Trump, he's a heathen. He would admit it. Don't feel bad that I'm saying that. I'm not talking about him. Many people question Trump's support of evangelicals. Not anymore. You want to speak about that group, that specific group, the Christ followers, the evangelicals? Let me tell you what they like. They like a guy who is flawed, who admits his flaws, but who says, you know what, guys, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure that you are not demeaned, you are not diminished. And Trump has spoken more about God than any president I know in modern history. Am I wrong, evangelicals? Come on, tell Kevin Jackson. Send me a note at the KevinJacksonShow.com. Yeah. That group is going to support the president with more fervor than ever, right? These oppressed Christians that are out there going, we can't go to church, but I could go to a liquor store. ACLU much, by the way? Hey, ACLU, is this thing on? Really? You take the license plates of Christians at a church? You have essentially curtailed the rights of American citizens by forcing them to go on lockdown, by forcing them to close their businesses, forcing them out of their livelihoods. You know who's flourishing, though? Let me tell you who's flourishing. Crooks. Crooks are flourishing. Yeah, let me tell you, if you're a crook, if I was of the mindset of a crook while I was up in Montana, it snowed 6 inches. And you know what all you had to do to know who was home and who wasn't? All you had to do was look to see where the plumes were coming out of the houses, where the chimney was smoking or whatever. Because if it wasn't smoking, nobody's home. And you know who was staying in? The good guys, you know, who the same people that buy legal guns and only use them for hunting and the occasional time when you need to protect yourself. Yeah. The country was essentially, folks, locked down over a computer model that missed so much that one has to believe this computer was programmed by Joe Biden. This was computer Demento programmed by Captain Demento. It was a model that said millions of people were going to die. and millions would get this virus, the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus, and we need to lock down the world or else this is going to happen. And 100,000 plus people have died all over the world. And let's say the Chinese are lying and it's double that amount. Here's what I will guarantee you. You don't have to believe me. Look it up for yourself. More people have died from accidents than all over the world or in any municipality. I'm talking about whether it's a local, state, federal, you name it. It doesn't matter if it's a country, if it's a region. More people have died of accidents than have died from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus this year. But we're on lockdown. Well, keep us on lockdown so we don't die of accidents. And, oh, by the way, here's an alarming statistic for you. Roughly 200,000 people die every day in the world, okay? Here's an alarming statistic. Roughly 200,000 people died during lockdown. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do I have to spell it out for you lefties, that, you know, you brain dead morons that want to vote for Captain Demento? You want to replace a president who is absolutely spectacular with a dude who can't even spell his own name at this point? Lockdown. Who programmed this computer, folks? The guys from Dumb and Dumber? You were stopped by a computer model. It disrupted your life. It did not let you have access to toilet paper and hand sanitizer. A flawed model on top of that. That, when I say a flawed model, I want you to imagine Rosie O'Donnell as a Victoria's Secret runway model, and you get an idea of how flawed this model was that has you on lockdown. Do you think, folks, this is the last time that this type of thing is going to happen? Or do you think that this is a trial run? Because most people I know think it's a trial run. If there ever was a time to befriend a prepper or a redneck who can work on motors, it's now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says parts of the United States could potentially lift the stay-at-home orders before May 1st. The president is turning to a panel of advisors, which the White House is dubbing the Great American Economic Revival Industry Group. Some executives include Apple's Tim Cook, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, and billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban. Cuban joins Fox News and is excited to be on this panel and help get America back up and running.
I think they were really smart on how they approached this by bringing in the best of the best. And hopefully between all that brain power, we'll come up with some alternative approaches to taking those steps to get the economy open.
China is criticizing President Trump's move to temporarily halt funding to the World Health Organization and is pledging to support the global health body. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We cannot let this, we've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle. Way that we can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
That is the moron that Democrats believe can beat Donald Trump. That was Joe Biden. Unedited, those are his comments on the dreaded Wuhan virus and the pandemic therein. And he's talking about American glory and all this other stuff. And he makes not a lick of sense, as my grandmother would say. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. Right now, you pay to have your kids educated, excuse me, indoctrinated, and the government makes you do the education. Yes, even including indoctrination. Don't believe me. Go look at their guidelines. Look at what they're being taught. Hey, teach sex ed. Teach about anal sex and all these kinds of things. These are things going out to people during homeschooling. I had educators calling me, telling me, Kevin, here's what we're forced to send out. Teachers that are the, quote, whistleblowers, still on the down low. Don't want to come out and let you know what's going on. Hey, glad you guys are with me. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I apologize again for earlier in the week. We had to run some best ofs. But, hey, busy guy and short-staffed and, you know, a lot of people celebrating the holiday. Easter, I hope you had a good Easter. Sequestered, quarantined, otherwise unavailable to the general public population. But here's what happened during the time of my absence. A man was shot 33 times in the head, dies of coronavirus. That had to be one of the funniest titles I saw, because that's essentially where we are right now. Dude was shot 33 times. Hey, may he rest in peace. This one's going to get credit to the coronavirus. How many people do you think were killed? And they just said, you know what? File it under the coronavirus. The dreaded Chinese Wuhan. Yeah. And then here's another one. Rumors are that the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus at final tally may kill as many people as the Clintons. That was one of my favorites. Yeah, it was because I came up with it. I did see this. This is a true story. A man got dragged off of a Philly transit bus for not wearing a mask. That's right. You guys see that video? Many of you saw it. My producers are nodding their head. Yep, saw it. I'm not even kidding, folks. Dude got dragged off of a Philly transit bus because he wasn't wearing a mask. Since when is it required that you wear a mask? In the flu, you don't wear a mask. Yeah, it was required. So they dragged this poor dude off. I mean, it looked like China. I was seeing videos of Chinese doing beatdowns on citizens. Well, guess what? That Philly dude that said, hey, started speaking in Spanish, they'd have released him. This is my buddy, I swear for God, I think that's true. I swear for God. White folks, let me translate. He's saying, I swear before God. I believe that to be true. So he said, I swear before God that happened. I swear before God that be true. Yeah, so I swear before God that is true, that story. And if that guy had said, hey, my name is Raul Rodriguez, that you better release me. I'm an illegal. I'm here. I'm a sanctuary citizen of Philadelphia. You better let me go. They would have let that sucker go. Yeah. Who let the dogs out? Hoof. Hoof. They would have done it. The Philly transit cops would have said, and who narcs on a dude? Is he bothering anybody? Oh, he's breathing in my area. He's within the 10 feet or 6 feet or whatever it is. Yeah. What about those who weren't covering their butts? You know, the flatulent people? Oh, you may be laughing. You may be chuckling. Ken, what are you talking about? Butts. Covering their butts, dude. Have you lost it? The deadly coronavirus bug could be spreading across the globe through farts, according to doctors. I'm reading this. I'm not making this up. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. We don't make stuff up. We comment on the news at hand. The Daily Star, .co.uk, under news, latest news. Coronavirus can spread through farts. Who knew? Tests carried out earlier this year has shown that the virus was present. I was thinking of Barack Obama. That was a virus. Was present in the feces of more than half of the patients of COVID-19. So half of the people who get the dreaded coronavirus carry it in their stool. Maybe that's how dogs get it. Come up and, you know, take a little sniff. Yeah, they get it in their stool, but only half. I wonder who it is. Because, you know, we have to know. We have to study this. Is it people of color that only get the coronavirus in their stool? Is it only women who get it in their stool? Or, wait a minute, here it is. Here's what my bet is. It's gay men who get the coronavirus in their stool. Think about it. Yeah. See, could you pass it through a fart? I don't know. I mean, I would hope not. Because, you know, that's a double whammy right there. But, yeah. So, if they're dragging a dude off for having a face mask, not having a face mask on his face, if I was him, I would have said, hey, have you seen this article in the dailystar.co.uk that says you can pass it through a fart? I'm wearing underwear. Let's see who went commando on the subway system. Everybody drop trowel. You, sir, were not wearing your underwear. You're wearing a thong. Thong, 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 thong. You got to get arrested. I'm dragging you off the bus. You need something that fully covers the buttocks if you're going to ride the subway. But, sir, how would you have even known if I hadn't been forced to drop trowel? That's our rule, drop trowel. Did I mention my name is Señorita Iglesia? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You're not a citizen? It's good. You've got sanctuary. Pull your pants up and say no more. Go forth, little Gloria Gonzalez. Wow. Doctors have previously warned farts contain tiny poo particles that spread bacteria. This is from the same article. They said more research. Here it is. Here it comes. More research needs to be done to rule out passing the disease on to people through omitting bodily gases. We got to have somebody study this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, in case the pandemic could spread. And then what will they do? They will ban farting. Okay, so those of you who make noticeable types of farts, we got you. If you're not wearing a butt mask, we got you. Those of you who pass the silent but deadlies, well, let somebody accuse you and we will detain you and find out if the DNA of the toxic gas that you pass matches yours, and we'll do take a fecal sample. Oh, yeah, we will bend you over and take it on the spot. Because I'd like to see how they enforce this new fecal fart flatulence law or whatever it would be, because that's apparently what would have to happen. TV doctor Xander Van Tulliken, who presented CBBC series Operation Ouch, as well as appearing on a string of documentaries, raised the issue on social media. Oh, yeah. They want to get your feedback on the flatulence, a pandemic of 2020. By the way, I credit the flatulence pandemic of 2020 on Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Aren't they rather flatulent when they talk? Listening to Kevin Jackson, everybody. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com. Woo! A lot of stuff going on when I left. Yes, indeed. A lot of stuff. Funny to watch it. This Michigan governor's out of control, is she not? Did you guys hear about the Michigan? You had to have, because this is everything today is old news. The only thing I'm doing is I'm putting the old KJ spin. When I say news for that guy who tries to accuse me of having news, I'm not talking about news. I'm talking about my opinions on the news, on stories that are out there in the public domain. And by the way, my opinion is 100% correct every time, 73% of the time. So, Michigan governor prohibited stores from selling seeds. Can't make it up. Now, they passed a Senate bill a while back, or tried to, Senate Bill 187, if I'm remembering correctly. And it said essentially this: the government can bar you from buying seed and confiscate all the water, including the water in your bathtub. So what they're saying to Americans is, you cannot hoard water. If you put a bunch of water in your bathtub because you wanted to have drinking water, and you appear if you're putting a drop of something in it to purify it or boiling it or whatever, the government finds out, they can fine you. A guy got a huge fine, or got his land confiscated, because he had a pool of water that he was capturing of rainwater. Rainwater. The government believes it owns rainwater. Dig it, look it up. Don't believe me. Let me tell you this, look it up. I don't have the story at the top of my head, but I know years ago, this is like within the last decade, this story is legit. Within the last decade. So Michigan governor doesn't want you to grow seeds. In a time of pandemic, in a time where you may not be able to get stuff from a grocery store, in a time when crops are ready to grow and be harvested, the Democrat Michigan governor says, I don't want you growing your own seeds, and I'm going to mandate that you can't do it, and they couldn't sell the seeds. We'll be back. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
For cows every single day here at Golden E Dairy Farm, and usually that milk ends up in these trucks and then they ship it out to the processor. But instead, for the past week, this is the fate that their milk is meeting. They're literally dumping 25,000 pounds of it every single day. That amounts to to about 25,000 gallons. And the reason for this is there's not a lot of demand right now. There are so many schools and grocery stores closed, and that makes up a huge percentage of sales for dairy farmers. You'd think they could send them to the grocery store, but the processors can't just flip a switch and bottle it and change their whole supply chain. So instead, sadly, this is the fate it's meeting, and the farmers wish there was something else they could do.
Imagine that, the dumping of milk in the time of a pandemic. Stuff that babies drink, you drink, you eat your nutritional cereal, whatever. It's an additive to various foods, and you got to dump it out because of the fake pandemic. Fake pandemic. Yeah, I said it. People are afraid to say that. Afraid to say it's not a hoax that the Chinese Wuhan virus exists. That's not a hoax at all. The hoax is what's being perpetrated on the public to make you believe that you need to separate yourself, you need to wear these masks, you need all this sanitary stuff on your hands and what have you. It's unbelievable. That's the hoax. And what's even more hokey about it is they're doing it so they can destroy the economy and put in a dude who absolutely is a brain dead moron. I'm not saying that for humorous effect. Joe Biden are brain dead morons. That simple. Democrats would put him in office. His wife knows he's brain dead. He's got dementia. Look, I get that Joe Biden can appear somewhat lucid at times. I mean, he has that stern look on his face, and of course he can't move his face very much. He's got all that plastic surgery. I get it. He can appear that way. Talk to him for more than 5 minutes, and you go, this dude is losing it. It's like my uncle. I go to see my uncle, my 70-something-year-old uncle. He was crying. He asked for me. He was, in the hospital. Command Sergeant Major in the Army years before. One of the most squared-away dudes on the planet. Got all kinds of issues, but, in terms of military, he was top dog, right? That's what they call him. Top dog, Sergeant Major. Was up for Sergeant Major of the Army. And I went to see him, suffering from dementia. I walk in, first 3 minutes, hey, Kev. You do? How you doing? Yeah, I said, what you doing here? I said, I heard you wanted to see me. Yeah. He said, well, it's good to see you. I said, it's good to see you. He was jacked. I mean, hair all over his head. I knew he was dying because my uncle would never look. I've never seen him look that disheveled. All right. I sit down with him for 5 minutes. My brother's going, kid, Uncle Burrow, he's gone, man. He's mentally gone. You ain't gonna recognize him. I was like, okay, well, whatever. So I go to the hospital. I'm sitting there with him for 5 minutes. He's like, well, hey, so where's your brother at? I said, well, I talked to him. I think he's going to try to come by and see you. And he was like, my other brother. I was like, all right. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he said, how many kids you got now? And I gave him the number of kids. He's like, okay. What's their names? I gave him their names. And then he said, man, he said, how old are you? And I told him, I'll forget my age at the time. And he goes, hi. He goes, you're catching up with me. And then I'm sitting there talking to this guy for 5 minutes, going, what's my brother talking about? And Uncle Burrow is losing it and all this. And then a couple minutes goes by. Well, he told me this. He said, we were talking about the good old days for him. He said, yeah. He said, how you raising them boys? And I told him, I said, well, I raised them the way I was raised. He said, yeah. He said, boy, Papa, Mom, Big Mama used to whoop me. And he went on to talk about how he would get whooped and how he was glad he got those whoopings. And I was like, well, I can't say I'm as excited about them as you were, but I do understand them. So, it's 5 to 7 minute conversation, done. Then comes back around. Hey, well, what brings you here? You? Yeah, I heard you wanted me to come visit. Oh, okay, yeah. All right. And then we start the same conversation. Hey, you, how many boys you got? 4. What's their names? Now, give me, I'm not even kidding. We literally repeated the identical conversation. And I thought, alright, well, he's old. He forgets. And then another 5 minutes passed, and we did it again. And then it hit me. dementia. 5 to 7 minutes? You don't know. Beyond that, had I left after 5 to 7 minutes, I would have called my brother and said, man, why you got me going? Uncle Burley says he's lucid. He's all this, boy. What you doing up in here trying to get me crazy? Thinking this man is crazy. You know, you're the one that's crazy. You know, we would have gone to blows over this, you know, metaphorically. But of course, I'm there for the long haul. I want to see what he's up to. And he repeats the story. We went through that story 4 times, and I'm not exaggerating it. And finally, you know, I said, I got to go because I literally broke away from a business trip to drive 200 miles to go see him. So I had to get back because I had to catch my flight. Said bye, and then I called my brother and said, dude, I had no idea. I didn't know that's how dementia works. But that's how it works. So Joe Biden has this. If you see this dude for more, I'm telling you, if I didn't know it from my own experiences, even my aunt, my uncle's sister, she had it. I was riding on a road trip with her going to San Antonio. We were going to my grandmother's 80th birthday party, and I'm riding with my aunt. Same thing happens. My brother tells me, well, Aunt Pi got dementia. I'm like, oh, man, everybody got dementia. And I get in the car with her, and she's telling me, from the ride from Dallas to San Antonio, she told me the same story 6 times, and she never remembered telling me, not even once. And this is Joe Biden. Oh, he can appear lucid, but he's not. And the Democrats know this. I mean, crazy. I talked in the last segment, this Michigan governor who doesn't want you to have seed in a time. Look. I get that everybody's got toilet paper needs and want some hand sanitizer. But you know what I want? I want to eat. And during the time of the zombie apocalypse, I don't want anybody telling me how I get my food. And what the Michigan governor is saying is, you can't have any seed. And it's worse than that. $1,000 fine for violating the 6-foot rule. $1,000 fine. People being given tickets for playing in the park, for goodness sake. This is what's going on. This is where liberals are. Here's what they said about this Michigan stuff. All public and private gatherings of any size are prohibited. Of any size. 1 person, 2 person, not even up to 10. Which, by the way, is as frivolous of a number as up to 50. What if it's up to 10 people who all have the dreaded Chinese Wuhan? You know, and they're going to go spread it. So what they do is they go, we're just prohibiting anybody. So what? It's not impacting most people. It's not killing most people. Stay-at-home order is going to run, she says, until at least, this is the governor of Michigan, until at least May the 1st. One part of Whitmer's order bans the sale of seeds and plants. So greenhouse and nursery owners are up in arms. Why are you not allowing us to sell plants? We can't sell a tree?
Well, they can't be working out in their yard anyway.
Retail garden centers have been ordered to close. Callie Gaffner of Michigan Radio said, banning fruit and vegetable plants doesn't help limit the spread of COVID-19. She says, if you're growing them yourself, you're reducing the contact between people because you're not going anywhere. You're going out in your own garden, picking stuff up rather than going into a store and coming in contact with how many people? Another person. Instead of essential versus non-essential, we should think safe versus unsafe. In Michigan, these are currently not allowed. Lawn care, construction, buying a home, improvement materials, buying seeds and plants, fishing if a motor is used, to name a few. All these are safe, but the governor says no. We can ensure safety and be reasonable. Let's do both. This is the Speaker of the House of Michigan. He also said, essential in Michigan, marijuana, lottery, and alcohol. Let's be safe and reasonable right now. We're not. Yeah, marijuana, lottery, and alcohol. Not shut down. Go to your dispensary. Whatever. Look, I know people have chronic illnesses and they say marijuana takes care of it, but there are people that have chronic illnesses that think Coca-Cola takes care of it. This is the craziest time in a long time. And you want to feel good about something, America? Every day. Leftists are being exposed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.